From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, the Hurricanes played a preseason hockey game. Tonight, it'll be different. They won the game, by the way. Tonight, it'll be a little different because maybe the most important thing we will see will not actually be on the scoreboard. Rod Brind'Amour, as you know, is the head coach as we bring him in. And we remind everybody here that Skylar Brind'Amour is in the Florida Panthers training camp and is on tonight's, or in tonight's lineup, and that is pretty cool as we bring in the head coach. All right, you're 1-0. I know that doesn't matter that much, but as he said last night, you know, it's better to win than to not win. But let me talk to you about something that isn't really necessarily win-loss related. You are the father of Skylar Brind'Amour, who will be in the lineup, it appears, for the Florida Panthers tonight. So what's it going to be like when he steps onto the ice for the first time? Will you notice it?
I'm sure. I mean, is there, you know, we talk about it a lot in here, and I think I've talked to you a lot about it. It's just, these are moments that you got to cherish because they only happen so often in a lifetime. So hopefully, you know, I hope he has a great game. I hope obviously we win, but hopefully somehow he finds a way to enjoy the game himself, because obviously you just never know if you're going to get these opportunities again. So I think it was a classy move that they threw him in. You know, didn't have to, obviously. So it's and now it's just up to him to make the most of it. And, you know, hopefully we got something to look back on someday and chat about.
You are a moments guy. Have you talked to Skylar at all today? Have you offered any words for him?
Well, I talked to him a couple of days. He was kind of made aware that this, he might be able to be playing this game. And so you just never know. And they had a morning skate this morning, so I haven't heard anything different. And then they were obviously flying up here. But just text him, and, you know, you might set up, let's catch up after. I don't think he wants to see me before. You know, it's one of those things where he's got a job to do, and I know he's going to be extremely nervous because he's going to have a lot of people here that, you know, obviously in his life would have meant a lot. So this is their chance to watch him too. So it's a big night for him for a preseason game. Obviously, it doesn't mean a heck of a lot on the grand scheme of things, but I think if there's anyone on the ice that it means a lot to, it's definitely him.
All right, let me just ask you one more silly question about this, and it's a hypothetical. All right, Skylar scores a goal tonight. Are you, and it's a game winner. Are you happy?
you know what? Listen, I'd be happy for him. I can tell you that. I'd be extremely proud for him. I know I'm going to be, I'd be extremely mad at losing the game. But, you know, obviously, like I said, I'd be thrilled if that happened for him.
All right, let me move on to a couple of things. I want to ask you really about two players that I saw last night. That we know aren't going to be here at the start of the season, but I thought Felix Unger-Sorum, who was the second round pick this year, didn't look out of place. He just turned 18 like 10 days ago, and I thought Noel Gundler made some nice plays, and the breakaway goal was sweet, and he almost sent Justin Robida. He did send him in, and Robida just couldn't finish, but he made a nice little pass ahead for that. So I thought those two guys looked pretty good.
Agree. You know, I think I said after the game that the young guy, you know, you're a little worried about is how he's going to hold up in the big game. And, you know, they had a lot of NHL players playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was legit. And he was, I mean, both of them, like you said, I thought they showed poise and, you know, they showed that they could hang in there. So, and then some. So it was definitely a good first outing for those guys.
All right, let me ask you about one player that is going to be on the ice tonight, and it's like the fourth year that we've seen Jack Drury. We go back to I guess it was 2020, and he had a cameo and looked good in just two games, and he played parts of the last two seasons. How big of a training camp is this for Jack?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I think it's big for everyone in the sense that you got to get ready, you know, up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the question marks, okay, where does he fit, you know, as far as the fourth line center? Last year he played wing. I think it's just important for him to show what he showed when he played last year, especially at the end. I thought he was, you know, a big part of what we were doing. I mean, he was playing on this power play. Mm-hmm. He had those injuries, and he looked good on it and did well, and he held his own. So I think, you know, I think we know what we have in this player, and he's just going to have to, I don't know if it's take the next step, but it just cemented that, you know, he belongs in this group, which I'm pretty sure he will.
Now, he will be a center tonight, and that's really his natural position. So even playing the wing had to be a little bit of an adjustment for him last year.
100%. And I know that from playing that position. It's funny. You're just talking about my son. He's played center his whole life, and he went to camp and started on left wing. And it's like, people don't necessarily understand that's a big deal when your whole life you're used to doing it here. And yeah, it's hockey, but it's, every position is different. And so you do have to make those adjustments. And I thought Jack did a hell of a job last year with that adjustment, considering, like you said, I mean, he's a centerman. So, so far in camp, we've had him at center. I'll be practice, and that's the plan throughout the camp as far as the games as well.
Enjoy tonight, Rod Brind'Amour, even if Skyler scores.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I mean, the conflicts of parenthood.
Right? He's super competitive, but then he's also a dad.
Yeah, first of all, he will not be mad if they lose a hockey game tonight. He wouldn't have been mad if they lost the hockey game last night. As he said after the game, he goes, look, I'd rather win than not, but, they're just really concerned with getting ready for October 11th. Hurricanes played last night. They will play tonight. There's two games on Friday, neither of which, by the way, will be broadcast. So there will be no Storm Watch or Aftermath if you're local to Raleigh. And the next two games are toward the end of the following week, and they are at Nashville and then home against Nashville. And then the preseason is over. That will be six games. And then we're just waiting for 3 weeks from today, right? 3 weeks from today? No, it's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, time flies.
Gosh, I'm so dumb.
No.
Last week it was 3 weeks from the start of the...
Still shaking off the cobwebs.
My
it's
gosh,
fine.
2 weeks from today is the start of the regular season. I can't tell you how many people I've told today that the Hurricanes start the season in 3 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
Oops.
My gosh. So there you go.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.